Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Stater Brothers Charities and Inland Women Fighting Cancer are gearing up for the 18th annual Believe Walk, a 5K which takes place in downtown Redlands the first Sunday in October and which supports patients battling all types of cancer. Here to tell us more are Annie Sellis and Kathy Stockton, who founded the Believe Walk along with the late Nancy Varner 18 years ago. Ladies, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Pepper.
Lovely to be here.
Take us back to the beginning. How did the Believe Walk get started?
Well, we first want to thank you, Pepper, and your entire K-Frog team for continued support and partnership. You are one of our biggest media sponsors. You believed for many years, and you're part of our family. And so you started with us as well. And it's just a blessing because it's community and people like you that believed that got us here.
Well, thank you for that. We look forward to this event every year.
Just like the millions of others that have been coming out for us every year, it's just been a blessing. And I think the community as a whole realizes what our walk has done for the families, the cancer patients, and everybody. But I think Annie and Nancy and I in the beginning were just very grateful to have been brought together through Stater Brothers and Jack Brown and at the time. And it just was amazing that Annie had already gone through some of her cancer. So I was introduced to her through Nancy, and we were sitting there having lunch, and Nancy was talking about walking in a cancer walk, and she says, I think we need to do one here, because we were literally sent out of town for our care through our doctors. So that is really how it began. We got together and realized what is missing here in the Inland Empire. So we were so surprised that things just started falling together.
Yeah, we were diagnosed in 2000. I was in 2000, and there was no patient resource out here. So we did have to drive to LA. It was very difficult to leave family and have to be there for treatment and drive through traffic. So when Kathy and I finished, it was, and then Nancy was treated here, but just visiting her in some of the institutions compared to what treatment we were getting, it was like night and day. So we thought, our people out here deserve better. And to have patient resources. So our first thing was to start a patient resource center for all patients for all cancers. Our walk happens to be in October, and we do wear pink a lot, but it's not about just breast cancer. It's about all cancers. And all people, from children to men to everybody. So it just happens to be in October because of our nice fair weather. It starts cooling off. So that's where we gather. So our first mission was Patient Resource Center to get free counseling, free nutritional, patient navigators. People don't know how to ask for help. They don't know where to go to help. And that started at Loma Linda University when they started their first cancer center there. And we were blessed to be able to partner with them and do a patient resource center, which has helped a ton of people. So we're really excited about that. And it's evolved from there to all the other institutions in our area and the private foundations.
How has this walk grown and changed since that first year, 18 years ago?
What did we have? About 500, 600 people our first year. And it was downtown Redlands on State Street, and a lot of family and a few other people that came out. But it was just the beginning. We were so thrilled to see the people that actually showed up. And to think of where it has grown today, each year it just kept getting bigger and better. And we moved from right in the middle of downtown up the street because we had to accommodate all these thousands of people who were coming in every year. But it's just so wonderful because it's still the same walk through the beautiful streets of Redlands, and we end up at the Redlands Bowl, and we get to meet and greet with our cancer survivors there, and we have wonderful entertainment as well as food for everybody that's walked, something to drink. I mean, it's just amazing how the community has come together to support.
We call it our Believe Bash.
Our Believe
and
Bash.
And at the end of our Believe Bash, which is fun, it's a celebration of life, we actually on stage invite all survivors to join us on stage at the bash to do a Dove send-off. And we all get together, survivors, and take a picture together. And they give us doves that we get to release. And then they send off a lot of doves in the sky. And it's beautiful, representing people that have passed and people that are living. It's about life and remembering those as well. Our sweet Nancy, she'd be smiling in heaven because this was all in our hearts to give back to people in our community. Because for selfish reasons, this started, you know, we were healing and we didn't realize what we were doing. We were thinking selfishly a little bit about giving back because you really thank God we're here and you want to give back and do something. You feel like you want to do something. But when we were standing on stage, we didn't realize what the impact was. People that had lost people were there healing, hugging, embracing people that were going through cancer treatment, just to be there with one another and support people that have survived, to ring a survivor bell. That's another special area. We have a survivor area now, and we have a survivor bell for patients or people that have survived to come and take a picture and ring the bell. And for the past 3 years, we started this, and we give out a bell, a pin that's a bell, and it's different every year to collect for people's jackets or their hats. So that's something to look forward to in the survivor area. Also in pre-registration, which we will have on Friday, October 3rd at the Pathway Church parking lot, where you can come get your pre-registration, all your numbers and your walk shirts, or sign up, or just come and hug. We sell different items from the Believe Walk. And when you ring that bell and people come to ring that bell, all of us, it stops my heart from beating and it just brings tears to your eyes because every single person, they bring family members, they come and it's a healing thing. And we didn't realize we were doing that either, but it really resonates and people look forward to that, ringing that bell. It's huge.
Tell us about the significance of ringing that bell.
I don't know. It's just the fact of what your journey has been, fighting the cancer to begin with, and to know that you've finished up with your treatments. It's just such a release of knowing that you're well, and to know that you can ring that bell as loud as you want, because it just releases all that feeling of having that hanging over you for all those months. I mean, it's literally half a year or more when you're going through some of the treatments. But I'm just so grateful that we even thought of it. Thanks to Cheryl
Adams. Uh-huh.
Cheryl Adams, she's the one that has just dove in right away and just found the bell that we could, and to give it to the different organizations. And I've heard it in a couple of places where they have rung the bell at the hospital or the Nancy Varner. It's just, I don't know. And I think, gosh, this Believe Walk is just amazing to be able to just let that release of that beautiful sound on the bell.
When you start treatment and you walk in and out and you see the bell, you're forced to look at that bell every time you walk in and out. And really, in your heart, it's like you can't wait to get finished to do it. It's huge, especially going through radiation when you're there every day for 6 weeks. And when you get your last treatment and everyone gathers around you, nurses, whoever's there that day, your doctors, you bring family members, and to ring that bell is a big, big thing as a survivor. It's just, it starts a different chapter in your life, and it's a different journey than as to live as a survivor and survivorship. So we have given bells to all these different institutions. We put our belief mark on it. And actually, last month, we had a check presentation in a Riverside at the CARE Project, which they raise money for patients and people. And they said, we don't have a bell. And we're like, don't worry, we're going to bring you a bell for your wall. So we're really excited about that.
I'm speaking with Annie Sellis and Kathy Stockton, who founded the Believe Walk, along with the late Nancy Varner 18 years ago. I think this walk is so unique because it raises money for grants for organizations that provide patient care. Tell us where the money raised by the Believe Walk goes and who it helps.
Well, it goes to the families and the people that are trying to fight cancer in any need that they have to have. And luckily, we have these organizations that have reached out to us, and we look at them and research them thoroughly before we decide to give them any check or money. But it's amazing. You don't realize the amount of people that have been affected with cancer, and then trying to afford the different things, the wigs or whatever, just the medication, just going and coming from a doctor's office or a treatment. So this is just the beginning of it. And I think that everybody that has been affected by cancer knows that this walk, what it does. And I think that's why our walk has been so successful. Every year we get more and more people coming out. And it's just so gratifying to see that we can have communities come together like this and just help each other and help the people in need as far as their cancer treatments.
Earlier this year, we were blessed to be able to have some check presentations, one being Pink Ribbon Place,
Riverside
Care Project,
Riverside
University Health Foundation, that are really dealing with people. Different foundations are dealing with different things. Like the Care Project deals with copays. People will not go get treatment because they can't afford their copays, at which they won't go to treatment, or they can't afford to pay their electrical bill because a lot of them are single mothers or fathers. And if you're going to pay $100 to copay versus feeding your family, it's tough out there. And when the sole parent of children especially can't work, where does it come from? So people will deny themselves treatment, which is a very sad outcome. And these different foundations vet themselves to go pay an electrical bill, to help with the copay. They can't get there. They don't have transportation. And they're looking to try to buy a van and maybe a driver to help facilitate people. The Pink Ribbon Place deals with wigs and like yoga, movements, psychology, just dealing with the patient, the full patient and their needs, because people can't afford these things. And it does take all of this to heal a person. And people do much better with all of that support and love. Like they say, it takes a village to raise families. Well, it takes a village to help heal a cancer patient. So we've given to St. Bee's, to their hospital, to update equipment, digital mammography, just to bring things up to a different level. Right now, Redlands Community Hospital had groundbreaking, and they're building a freestanding radiation oncology center, which is so exciting and so amazing and such a need for our town, for the whole Inland Empire and our whole county, because there isn't a freestanding radiation oncology. And it's for anybody. You don't have to be a patient at Redlands Community. You can come from anywhere, because it's a 6 week usual commitment. And patients have to go every day. Where Loma Linda has one, you have to go into a hospital. You have to park in the big parking. You have to get through hallways. You have to get there. And it's tough on someone that's weak and healing. But to be able to drive up, valet, walk, and get your treatment, walk back out, it's a huge thing with new updated equipment. So we're excited. We gave to that last week. So our town is really coming up to the level with the Nancy Varner Women's Health Center, which is beautiful to go get bone density or mammograms, ultrasounds, which
sonogram.
Kathy was there last week.
I had to go through it again, and then turned out fine. Thank
you. You know, Michelle's place, it's in Temecula, that helps the full patient as well. You could just show up, and there's patient navigators that will help you with any problem, because people sometimes don't like to ask for help or they're embarrassed. So when you go in and you're fully enveloped and loved, it really does help a person do better.
Do you have a story that really captures the difference the Believe Walk has made in someone's life or in the community?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I do have a story. I've forgotten about it because it's very emotional, but these check presentations are bringing things out. So we get hyped up. We're on stage. There's thousands of people there. And so it's a blessing. We get very emotional to be up there because we're not public speakers. We're just, you know, wives, mothers.
You know, the people will come up to us. And they'll tell us their stories. And I wish I could remember some of them, but yes. I know Annie will pull something up somewhere. Yes. She always does so beautifully. But I just am thankful that they can come up and speak to us and tell us their story. And we both get tears in our eyes listening to it, but to think that they're making this effort of believing and being there with us that day of our walk is just such a gift.
Yes.
And we just, you know, it's amazing the hugs and the love that is just to each other as we listen to these stories. But they're all kinds, Pepper. I mean, different stories from each one, but it's part of their life, and it gives us a little bit of gratitude that we can give them some encouragement and just tell them to keep believing and keeping that hope in their heart.
Yeah, I had a lady, it was early on, one of the first few Believe Walks. And again, we were getting ready to be on stage to do a speech. And there was one lone lady just standing alone with her little shaved head and the gray tone that we have when we're going through chemo and the look in your eyes. And I looked down at her and I thought, I can't speak until I get down there and hug her, because she just was focused on us. Just so I jumped down, went down off the stage, and I looked at her and I hugged her and I said, I look just like you when I went through cancer. And she goes, oh, you couldn't have, because they look at you now with hair and feeling good. And I remember the feeling and the look. And I said, no, I looked like you. And I said, and you're going to do great. I believe it. And the Believe, it started with anything is possible for him who believes. Mark 9:23, the verse from the Bible, and we stood on that. And I said, I will see you here next year, and I believe you're going to do great. And so all of a sudden, her face filled, she lit up, went back on stage. She was just focused, staring. The next year, I looked down from the podium, and, you know, I didn't really recognize her because her hair was growing and everything, but I recognized the eyes, the gaze. And that's what, it just grabbed my heart. And I ran down there again and I said, oh my gosh, it's you. I don't remember her name. I don't know who she was, but the hugs. And she goes, you told me I would do well. And here I am. And it was a whole new person. And it was such a blessing. And so for us, this Believe Walk is a gift. It's a gift. Like Kathy said, the hugs and the love, it's bringing tears to my eyes because it does fill my heart, and that's what it's all about, and it's nothing else but that. And I know God has ordained it and put his hand on it, because it's not us, it's him working through all these beautiful people that he brings together. And really, it's a blessing. And the endorphins received are so huge. Like, if we could feel this way every day, there would be no cancer in this world. Because that's what it's all that love. And if we could only love like that every day, this world would be a perfect place.
Oh, so true.
What does the word believe mean in this context?
You have to believe. You don't, the last thing is to be negative. So why not just have the faith and believe, the hope that you're going to get through this.
Because if you don't, then it's sort of a tough battle.
Yeah.
If you can't believe in your healing for yourself, then it's pretty rough. I think people have a hard time with it. It's about the positive and all the good. So when someone's not very nice and negative, just run away from them.
Don't you want to listen to that? No.
How has the Redlands community embraced this walk over the years?
I think they're a little overwhelmed, but they just have opened their arms every year. And we, you know, keep it to a certain amount of people, but, you know, I think that they're very grateful that we came into the community, just like all of the people are so grateful that this has all evolved and has helped so many. And that's why there's such a big turnout, because they know what it has given back to the hospitals, the different organizations that help them. So how could a city not love that?
Well, they told me.
Are you going to tell the story?
We're their favorite event of the year. So, and to be quite honest, I was standing with the SWAT guys that protect us. I mean, our police department, our sheriff's department, mm-hmm. our paramedics, our fire department, our EMR, that are always standing there ready. They like mm-hmm. they want to do something, and praise God. It's really, truly a miracle that we haven't, knock on wood, haven't even had like a skin knee it's a blessing to have that many people together and not have drama.
Any. Yes.
And they love our event, and they're so sweet, and they're so there and so protect us from the sniffing bomb dogs that come through. There's like a lot that goes on before it that people don't realize, to keep people safe.
Keep us safe.
So that's a big responsibility, and just to gather with that many thousands of people.
What role do volunteers and local businesses play in making this event happen?
Oh my gosh. Just that they're loved and want to come back every year and be a part of it. And that grows. Those volunteer groups grow every year.
We have hundreds of volunteers that are marshals in every corner, walk marshals. We have kids from fraternities, sororities, from all the schools, from Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts. All the high schools. It's become a community event to where kids are all seeing each other. We have cheerleaders, bands, you know, all the entertainment. Our ladies that do the entertainment, Trixie Fargo and Bobby Cummings, have done it for years and years. And our entertainment along the route is amazing, from the most wonderful bands to Elvis. Elvis comes to our walk.
Yes, we gotta have Elvis.
There's so much every corner and every turn of it that it's a blessing and fun. And every lady on our committee, it's just so effortless. They all are so sweet and get along. We have fun. And everyone's done their job, from the volunteering to registration to the survivor stories and the survivor bell. All of Stater Brothers Charities, the ladies, Danielle Ullman and Lonnie
Nancy
Negretti. I mean, these girls are over the top amazing. And then Pete Van Helden at the helm is the president and CEO of Stater Brothers. He brought us to the next level in raising money, at which across all the counties, because there's 167 stores, I want to say, around that, across different counties, from Kern County, San Diego County, Orange County, LA, and our county. So now we collect at registers. So we've tried to make it a mission to give back to each county, at which we vet different foundations that it's about a lot of the ones that we give back to in our area that have the same mission of helping people in those areas. So it's been a blessing, and it's taken us to another level with Stater Brothers Markets. So, and that's been really exciting and fun.
And I have to say that the markets, everybody, the employees in the market get together and they get so involved. The week before the walk, they're in their pink or whatever, and they're celebrating and getting donations for this or that for the Believe Walk. And the committee will go out to these different stores and just thank them for what they're doing and their enthusiasm.
They started competing now
against
stores. Yes. Which store is going to raise
the most.
So we go visit the top stores as ladies, as cheerleaders, and they wait for us. And it's about who's raised more money. Now their managers are all competing in a different gimmick every year. And it's been
really fun.
It has its own life. It's taking a life of its own. And it's been a blessing to watch it.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Speaking with Annie Sellis and Kathy Stockton, who founded the Believe Walk, along with the late Nancy Varner, you mentioned that along the walk route, there is something around every corner. You will not get bored on this walk. I have to give a shout out to one of our dancers at Whiskey River, who last year brought out her mini ponies for this event. Her name is Susan Remington. So pretty, like these little tiny horses, and she had them all dressed up, and they were beautiful. Talk to us about the atmosphere on walk day.
Well, of course, the music at the very beginning. We get everybody just as loud. Every speaker downtown is on with the music, and of course, it gets everybody dancing and smiling and leaving the premises to head out onto the streets. And the YMCA is just around the corner, and they have people doing tumbling and all their different things that they do with their Y Circus. And then you go up the street a little bit further, they're probably another group's doing something. It's hard to see it all.
And people decorate their houses.
Oh, there! Yeah, we have them decorating the houses, and just, you know, and the dogs. The dogs that come every year, and it seems like that grows along with all the people. But everybody's taken care of.
And we have special little doggy areas, doggy treats for the doggies,
a lot of water,
little baggies for their little poo poos, and little pools for them to get refreshed because we don't want them overheating. So we have our little doggies taken care of. It's very grassroots, very family. Along the way, you'll see different survivor pictures with their names and their stories along the route, which is beautiful, just as a tribute. So we always ask for survivor stories. The deadline we have passed already, but for next year, anyone ever interested, just call Stater Brothers Charities. We'd love to take a picture and have your story out there on the route, just in honor of you and different people. So that's another fun thing. There's just a lot of fun on the way.
It's just fun to the different bands that are out there and the singers that are out there. So there's never a dull moment.
And these are all volunteers.
Yes. Yes.
They're all volunteers.
Yeah. It's just remarkable.
The Believe Walk takes place on Sunday, October 5th in downtown Redlands. And I say in downtown Redlands because you shut down pretty much all of State Street. Mm-hmm. And people ask me where they should park. I tell them wherever you can. So you shut down State Street and we have opening ceremonies, and we pray, and we sing the national anthem, and I've been honored to be the MC for the past several years.
Yay.
I think my favorite moment of the walk is when it starts, and you see this sea of people coming down State Street past the stage as they start the walk. Tell us what that is like.
It is remarkable. When you stand up there on that stage and you see the sea of people all the way down, it's three
all
blocks
the way to Orange,
down to Orange that. Street.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they're on both sides of Orange Street before they even come up State Street. But we've stood up there on that stage over a half hour.
Yes.
Waiting for everybody. Mm. We wait for everybody to walk by us before we head out there to try to catch up with some of them and kind of run and walk and dance with them on the road. But it just, it's an unbelievable, I've taken pictures of it, and to see the joy and the color and the outfits and to see all the different t-shirts that they've designed themselves and put on for the walk. There's just nothing more glorious than to see the love and the excitement of our day.
How can people register or get involved with the Believe Walk?
Well, you go online to believewalk.org and you can register and get a team together, go online, come by yourself, come with your family, or do a team. So just go online to believewalk.org and we're there. We have Facebook. We have it all now. We got it all going on. We started small grassroots.
Instagram. I mean, it's just everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You but can't miss it.
So blessed to, and proud to have been able to give back because of your support and all the listeners' support of over $11 million back to our community. And so we are so thankful and grateful to all of you listeners, to all of you supporters, and to KFrog as one of our big sponsors. It's all about you. It's all about community and love. And it's just been a blessing to be able to give back to our amazing community because we need it. Our community really needed it. And to see the resources that are out there for people now is huge. And it was much needed. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, the walk starts at 8 a.m. in downtown Redlands on Sunday, October 5th. If you pre-register, you can pick up your materials, your t-shirt, your bib at Pathway Church in Redlands on what we call Believe Eve, the Friday before, October 3rd.
Yes.
If you don't register before then, will you be able to register the day of the walk?
Yes, you can. But get there early. The event opens at 6:30 in the morning, so they'll have time to do that. But no, they're welcomed.
And then the walk starts at 8?
At 8. Yes. Promptly.
And then the bash goes until
everyone leaves.
Well, actually, they say noon, but it just, we don't scare everybody away. They enjoy their afternoon.
Until all the food lasts.
Yeah, true.
Are there opportunities to participate even if someone can't walk the whole route or can't make it on Sunday, October 5th?
Yes. Just go online and they can donate.
Right. Yes, you can donate online. You could come to the survivor area and just come and hang out, take some pictures, be there if you're a survivor. We understand their survivor shirts. It's a different color. They're usually lavender. So when you do sign up or register, when you do come to pick up your number, you could send someone from your team. Say you have 50 people in the team. One person from the team can come and pick up all the numbers and all the event shirts. Each have to do it. So you could get organized and send one person. But if you're a survivor, your shirt will be lavender. And so we know you're a survivor by that. And you're welcome to come to the survivor area, which is Ed Hales Park off of State Street in the morning for some free little goodies. Ring the bell, take some pictures, and there's some little giveaways for survivors. And then at the end, with a dove release on stage at the end of the walk at the Believe Bash.
And tell us about the dedication banner.
Oh, yes. It's wonderful. It's on the strip on Olive Avenue just before we turn left to go down to the bash. And these are names that have been given who are either, survivors or they have passed away or fighting it as they walk. But it would be lovely to have their names up there. And it's amazing. I don't know how many hundreds that we've had each year, but it's a big banner.
And a lot of people stop to take pictures there. So there's a ton of people mobbed there just taking pictures, standing in front of their names or pointing at their names.
Yeah.
It seems like a big wall. It's beautiful. So dedicating to, like you said, people that are survived, not survived, in memory of fighting. Everybody's up there together.
Looking back, what has been the most rewarding part of this journey for you as founders?
Oh my gosh. It's like a dream come true to me that I never in my life thought that I would end up having such a beautiful event to help so many. And I just feel like it's such a gift to me for my life that I've been able to see something like this that I hope will last forever. And I hope my family can carry this on some way or another. It's hard to really put it into words, but it means so much.
Well, going from having a diagnosis of cancer and having it be turned into a sweet, beautiful blessing, I know it sounds crazy, but let me tell you, I just thank God for that. And if it wasn't for that diagnosis, I wouldn't be able to be here to do this. And it's such a blessing. And to have this beautiful lady and my sweet Kathy Stockton that I adore that got brought into my life, and Nancy that we dearly miss, and I know she's smiling from heaven because it's from all of our hearts, to be able to go through something like that and to make it turn sweet and a blessing is just the biggest gift from God in the whole wide world. So I tell people, you know, the cancer thing, God has, he works, and the love that comes from it and the support and the love is unbelievable. So if you do get diagnosed, I know it's sad, I know it's tough, but embrace that love that comes from it, because people are there to love and help you, and just open your heart to it and embrace it and take it, and it will fill you. And it's been a blessing in so many ways. I know that sounds crazy, and it's not too much chemo that I've had, but it is true.
Annie, you are so special. Your words, the gift that you have to say things so beautifully, that I just am grateful that I have you, my dear, sweet friend, you on my side. And we've done this together.
Amen. Yes. We have, and we're going to do it for a long time.
Yes, we are.
I hope this comes across in the interview, but you two are clearly best friends, and I love the energy that you bring in with you to the room and to the walk, and you're always looking out for each other. And oh, honey, make sure you do this, and honey, make sure you do that. It's so beautiful and so refreshing, and I wish everyone had a friendship like that. Oh. What do you hope people carry with them after they finish the walk?
The love that we just shared.
Yes.
And you know what? The love. There's so much good in this world. You watch television and things, there's so much negativity, but no. You come to that walk, you will feel loved. You'll feel happy. You'll feel fulfilled. It's a blessing. I mean, it doesn't matter what's going on. And we've had this walk for many years, so we've gone through different tough economy times, during just a lot of different weird times. Through COVID. We were shut down. We didn't know what that was going to bring. And you know what? The blessings and the love of people. People are great and people are good, and this world is a really great place. Just open your heart to it. And if you want to get filled, just come to the Believe Walk.
Oh my goodness, yes. It's just such a positive feeling for everybody. And it's a day of dancing, a day of celebrating just the joy of life and the joy of knowing someone that has passed and that you're there for them. And everybody can come out and just see and feel what we feel every year when our walk comes to town. So get online, get your name in there, and come out and see just what we've been talking about.
And come on stage and give us a hug.
Yes.
We'd love to give
and
you
we'll
a hug.
And we'll even come down there to give you
and
a hug.
And we'll give you one. Just, yes, it's all about that. Free hugs, free love, free prayers, anything you need. And that's what it's all about. And it's sad because when you see people, as we're standing on stage, I just recalled, you know, people's wearing faces of lost loved ones and carrying posters and banners of their loved ones. And they're just healing and they're there. And it's nice to see survivors. It's nice to see people that do well, but there's a lot of people that don't. And we even had one year, a lady that literally they were pushing her in her, it was almost like a wheelchair, but it wasn't. Her feet were up and she'd gone through chemo and she wanted to be there. And she could tell she could barely even sit up, but she was going to be there and she was going to do it. And she did. And she had everyone rallying around her. And, it, you know, those kind of things just lift you up. And sometimes it's what people need to see that they're not alone, that there are people that are hurting or healing or happy, sad, all of it. I think we all need each other. We're feeling a lot of different emotions and they're all there. And it doesn't make people feel so lonely when they're out there, knowing that other people can understand. So,
what's your vision for the future of the Believe Walk?
That it gets bigger and it grows faster and more people are involved and we can spread out to even more communities and bring in more organizations that we can help. That's what it's all about. That if we can get more organizations to help these patients and these families that need it really bad, and there are a lot of them that are out there. So if we can grow bigger every year, it would be a gift from God.
Amen to that. People can't afford gas cards. They can't afford gas. It's very, very sad, very tough. And people don't know where to go to. So these little foundations that are popping up there to help people are huge. So you need to keep spreading the word that there are funds out there and it is available to people. They just don't know how to ask. And it's very sad.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've been speaking with Annie Sellis and Kathy Stockton, who founded the Believe Walk along with the late Nancy Varner 18 years ago. The Believe Walk takes place on Sunday, October 5th in downtown Redlands. Starts at 8 a.m. Registration opens at 6:30 a.m., but you can pre-register now at believewalk.org. We've also got a link at kfrog.com/events. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in to talk with us today. And shall we say it?
Ready, set, believe!
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.